Syria and Ukraine are struggling through some of the darkest times of their history. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the shadow of the Valley of Death, there is hope because the hands and feet of Christ are holding it high. The Syrian refugee crisis is now nearing the five-year mark, and more than 13 million men, women, and children are still displaced and in need of humanitarian assistance. Food for the Hungry has been engaged in work with the refugees, coming alongside the local church in Lebanon, Iraq, Jordan, and Syria to provide food, water, and more. But winter presents special challenges for care. Pete Howard of Food for the Hungry explains it's a struggle for survival.
They're doing everything they can to huddle around what little stoves they might have to stay warm and to keep themselves fed. So we've been trying to get blankets, mattresses, warm clothing, and then a big thing is fuel for the stoves that can be used safely inside of the shelters.
Food for the Hungry's goal is to empower the local churches to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the Middle East. If this story is something that resonates with your heart, look for the links to help at missionnews.org. India is dealing with its own crisis. Over 10 million people in Delhi, India's capital, were without water after protesters sabotaged a main water canal. But the water crisis isn't just inside the city. It's outside of it, too. Donna Glass with India Partners.
You have droughts which dry up the water sources, and then you have these severe rains because of the weather patterns that the ground cannot properly absorb the water. So it creates a continual lack of water issue.
Well, as you can imagine, having no water affects everything from crops to hygiene. But India Partners is changing this by providing wells for the villages. Yet they're not just quenching physical thirst, but also spiritual thirst.
As the well is put in, we tell them, this isn't from us. This is from God. God provided this well for you because he wants you to be healthy, to have good water, so that you can be open to actually receiving the living water. And it's just amazing transformation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Between a constitutional crisis, a presidential vacuum, protests, and flooding in Cap Haitian, Haiti's interim president has his hands full. For Haiti with Love's headquarters are in Cap Haitian, and the floods have directly had an impact on the people they serve. There's a food shortage now because farms were washed away. In this, for Haiti is literally acting as the hands and feet of Christ to their community. The good news is that people see God's provision as a physical manifestation of the gospel message in Haiti. And another country dealing with crisis for 2 years now is Ukraine. They haven't seen much in the way of improvements. Chad LaForce from Force for Christ.
They're fighting a conflict on multiple fronts, not just from aggression in the east, but also from being a fairly new democracy and also having dealt with some corruption. Can they save themselves? I think they're doing a really good job of that, but I also think that they need help.
The country needs prayer and action, especially for orphan kids.
The children over there specifically need our help because the need is really great, and I think that that need is somewhat bigger than what Ukraine is prepared to bear the burden of at this present time.
Force for Christ runs a hosting program and needs the help of as many families as possible for the upcoming summer.
We need Christian families to be willing to step out of their comfort zone, to want to embrace these children, to recognize that this is a ministry that God has called us to.
And a geotrek lands us in East Africa for our last story today with the O people. Africa Inland Mission describes him as a somewhat nomadic cattle-raising tribe with Islamic leanings. Ethnic tension over grazing rights threatens what's left of this remnant. And yet, an AIM team has been working on finishing a New Testament translation. There are also two elder groups who've been meeting to study God's Word. And slowly but surely, God is shaping the legacy of the O. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.